B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic.
John Dornbos enjoyed his time in Las Vegas with us, and we enjoyed his magic show. And he joins us on the Comcast Business Hotline and got up early with us this morning. John, have you, how many days does it take you to recover from some days in Vegas?
Oh my gosh, 2 days in Vegas. Now that I'm in my 40s, it takes me forever.
What is your normal sleep pattern?
I'm on the non-pattern pattern, if you call it that.
Okay.
Here's the deal. I got a 2.5-year-old, but my 2.5-year-old sleeps until like 10 o'clock in the morning.
Oh,
so we put her down
sweet.
At like 8:45, 9 o'clock. Oh yeah, this is no joke. So mom and I kind of stay up late because our kid, and then we get a 2-hour nap in the afternoon. So,
that's not bad.
No, are you kidding me? She sleeps all through the night, sleeps until 10 o'clock. So mom and I are kind of night owls, and then we get to sleep in a little bit.
Oh, that is awesome. We've been talking about Nick Sirianni a lot this morning and his sort of very enthusiastic, aw shucks kind of approach. The Eagles are 3-5, but you played for a lot of coaches in your day. Did you ever play for a coach that reminds you in any way of Nick Sirianni? And would you have liked to have played for a coach like that?
I like to play for every coach. I mean, you can take something great from all of them. So, gosh, damn. I mean, you know what? I just think that they just need to run the ball. I mean, I played for coaches that like to run the ball. So,
it only took them till week 8 to figure that out.
I know.
It was amazing.
You're not going to win if you don't stop the run, and you're not going to win if you don't run. I mean, that's just the history of the game. And so, let's hope they figure it out and keep it going.
John, when you hear Nick Sirianni do the plant analogy of growing the roots and all of that stuff, and I'm not putting it down, but he did kind of reach there. When you have veterans in a locker room and star players in a locker room, and a coach comes out with that, Where do players tend to lean when they hear something like that?
So this is a little bit more complicated question. It all depends on what the culture of the organization is. It all depends on what the culture of your team is and what the relationship is with the coaches and the team. I know this, that when I played for Andy Reid, that guy could have said anything. And our team, dude, we loved him. It would have been like, let's go, let's do this, whatever analogy you want to do, let's figure it out. If you don't like the coach, it doesn't matter how great it is, right? So that's a question that only that locker room can answer.
Yeah, John.
Now, hold on real quick. This is actually funny. Do you guys remember years ago? I think it was Jacksonville. They had the analogy of like, let's just keep chopping wood, keep chopping wood.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then the punter went in the locker room and took the axe.
Oh, that's right.
And missed it and like cut his foot open.
That's right. I totally forgot
about
sometimes,
that. Yeah. Sometimes it doesn't work when you have
that. Yeah.
That didn't. Yeah, John, so to that same point, I don't think anybody argues that Jason Kelce is a leader of that offense. He's a future Hall of Famer. When you hear him break down the team huddle in the locker room following a win going 1-2-3 roots, that tells me as an outsider looking in that they like Nick Sirianni, because I think if they didn't like him, it's probably not a point of his breakdown at the end of the game. Am I reading too much into that?
No, look, that's a great point, and I got to play with Jason Kelce. I love everything about that guy. Whatever he says, I roll, let's go. They're not breaking down his philosophies if they don't like him.
The Eagles right now, as you see them, when you're in a team and you're a veteran player and they're not running the football and they are just disregarding what is common knowledge best practice in the NFL, do veteran players, we've already seen two veterans speak out behind the microphone at press conferences against coaching philosophy. Do other veterans try to take them by the lapels and say, guys, we got to stick together here? Or how does that work?
You would hope. I mean, again, it's one of those things where it depends who your leader is. You know, when you got a guy like Brian Dawkins, when you got like Jeremiah Trotter, when you got John Runyon, when you got Trey Thomas, when you got, you know, all these guys that are vets, you know, that stuff, yeah, they take it into their own hand. And then, you know, as I was playing, we had Jason Peters, we had Darren Sproles, we had Kelce, we had myself. And so, you know, you got to kind of herd the cattle, right?
Absolutely, so, you're supposed to.
Yeah,
get them all in here. How do you? You got a show coming up this weekend, right?
Yeah, man, I'm super stoked. We're gonna be at Live Casino November 6th at 7 p.m. You never know who's gonna show up. I was actually super excited. Darren Sproles will be in town, so he's like, "Hey, man, can't wait to see your show." He'll be there. I know Todd Harriman's is coming. I got a bunch of other guys that we reached out to. So if you're an Eagles fan, we're gonna tell some football stories. I got some new tricks. And we're going to have a good time, and you never know who will be in the audience.
We were amazed by the show. And honestly, my jaw still dropped at a lot of the tricks. They always say the magician never gives away his secrets. So how do you learn secrets if magicians don't give away their secrets?
Yeah, every Tuesday, it comes down from the sun. You make a deal with this guy in Omaha.
I'm still trying to figure out the quarters.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
From the one bit you did, that is to me, I still can't figure out how you pulled that one off. From that shoebox on the stage. I don't know how you did that one.
That's one of my favorites. You know, once you kind of progress in magic, it's a close-knit community. And look, here's an analogy. There's singers, there's singer-songwriters, right? And then there's just writers. So in magic, it's the same thing. There's magicians that aren't very creative, but they can perform. There's magicians that can create and perform, and then there's people that have no performance skills, but they can create the most amazing magic. So it's the same dynamic as in singing. And as you progress, get on TV, and as your reputation precedes you, the more creative, more reputable people want to work with you, and then they'll invent something and be like, yo, man, this fits you. Will you perform this? And you kind of get in that little circle, and you never want to leave.
And, John, the way you interact, what life is all about and what it's meant to you and the struggles you've gone through and overcome and how good your life is now and everything that is involved with it, it's a conscious effort, obviously, on your part. But is that as big a part of your show, do you think, as the magic?
I think it's everything, right? So I had a mentor named Ken Sands who was awesome, and he basically taught me over time that, like, look, it's not about the trick, right? The trick doesn't matter. You know, George Carlin said it, and he was quoting somebody else that, hey, they're not going to remember the exact trick or the joke, but they're going to remember the way that you made them feel, and that's why they're going to come back. And so, you know, a good show should make you reflect. It should make you laugh. It should make you think. It should make you interact. And so all that goes into it, and you want it to be a show where people leave and just go, wow, that was not what I expected, and I just feel great about life.
Away from the magic and back to the football for a second, John, what have you seen from Jalen Hurts this year? What's your, you know, 8 weeks? You got like 3.5 games last year. It's almost 12 games into his career. What's kind of your impression so far?
Dude, my impression is league-wide, is that it's so and so. When I played early in my career, you know, I got to play with guys like Drew Bledsoe and Steve McNair and obviously Donovan, guys that had a lot of experience. And then somewhere around the Mark Sanchez, Sam Bradford era, you know, right after that, it was like quarterbacks come in and you're going to play right away.
Yep.
And I think it's so unfair because of the money and because of this, you know, we got to win now. There's no time to rebuild in the NFL. Coaches get one shot, and it's such a quick turnover. In general, I think it's so unfair at the quarterback position that you take young kids and just throw them in there. Like, you got to give them a couple years to learn to sit back. And I mean, look at Aaron Rodgers. Look at all these great quarterbacks that had Brett Favre, that had time to just learn, because it is such a different game than college. And, like, they're going to come out, and if they got a little thing going on, they're going to have short-term success, and then a coordinator's going to figure them out, and then every coordinator's going to copy that. So, look, Jalen Hurts is doing the best he possibly can. You know, it would have been cool to see, you know, had he had a couple years to just sit back and learn and really understand the NFL defenses and schemes. You never know.
Did you ever think about being a broadcaster?
I guess now after that comment, go ahead and give me a call and
No, I mean, I think you would bring an entertainment quality to a game. And that's what it's sort of about right now, right?
Yeah, and you know what's even more funny is that I don't really know a whole lot about offense and defense. I can talk to you about special teams and scheme.
Well, you'd fit in on this show then, because we don't either.
It would be fun to get a color guy that just talks special teams and really breaks stuff down, because I don't think the average fan really understands, like on a punt return, how much goes into those 2 seconds and how complicated schemes are. And though it looks like nothing happens, was what you hope, man, there's a lot going on.
CBS went to it with Jay Feely. Jay Feely's the first special teams guy really getting that. Steve Tasker probably back in the day. You know, the guys that get to understand the special teams and bring it to the table, which is
Steve
nice.
Tasker.
Fantastic. Yeah,
John, on that note, have you watched many of the Manning casts so far, and what are your thoughts on them?
You know what? I haven't, but I heard they're phenomenal.
They're great.
I saw a clip of one. You know, I'm actually shocked that, like, somebody that you don't have, like, an adult version commentary, right, that some streaming service doesn't pay
the
rights.
I said this yesterday.
Comedians.
Curse
yeah.
away.
Yeah. Like Bob Menery, everybody has heard of him.
Sure.
The golf stuff on his Instagram. I would probably watch that. Just a bunch of comedians commentating sports.
I mean, they got to try different stuff, you know, and that's the way it works. John, so people can still get tickets for Saturday, right?
Yeah, there's still some tickets left. Oh, my gosh. Philly Live Casino?
Yep.
PhillyLiveCasino.com, November 6th, 7 p.m., so it won't be a super late night. I'll say this, too, and you guys have seen the show. You can validate this. It's an adult show that is very kid-friendly. So
absolutely.
If you have an 11-year-old, 12-year-old, the kids will love it. You're more than welcome to bring it. But you can
leave the 11-year-old at the blackjack table.
And, well, you can do that too. You know,
and,
let it roll.
You know, and let it work there. John, safe travels coming back, and we look forward to seeing you again soon, buddy.
Hey, love you guys. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, John.
John Dornbos joins us.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.